There you go. Beautiful. Everything is beautiful these days.
Beautiful.
Okay, I'm going to switch my adjectives now. Magnificent.
Use this for a while?
Yes. So you have been in a couple of commercials, I've heard, and so how is that going?
It's been going well. I have done, so I got started doing this last summer, and I actually got the first thing that I auditioned for, which was a GoDaddy commercial. So that's out there somewhere. You can look it up on YouTube. It's
on the internet.
Dinosaur Colorado, I believe, is the name of the commercial. And
there you go.
You won't see my face. All you see is in the very last half second, I'm running away from the camera with a big box of skis saying, wait. So you're kind of in the presence of a celebrity.
This is just the beginning of what it will be, a great and amazing, long, successful career. And you heard it first here at Radio Alicia. Yeah, you saw a star being born on radio here at Radio Alicia.
Oh, I should also mention that...
Please do.
My most important role in life is being the writer for our trivia team, Boys for Now, on Wednesday nights at Park Drive.
There you go. You're welcome, Peter.
And the rest of our team.
Crew. Saga. No, that's too much. That's too much.
Plus, yeah. Well, I mean, I think that our victory streak is a bit of a saga.
Yes, we are both loved and hated as much by...
We like us.
...by our fellow Trivians.
We have two extra listeners today, I'd just like to point out.
Oh, we have two?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, may we know their first names, or is that forbidden?
Well...
Shall we ask them? Do they want to go by nicknames so that their identities are protected?
Well, one always goes by a nickname.
Oh, I see. He goes by a nickname. Huh, I see. Well, thank you, the one with the name that sounds like Nick. Thank you for whoever you are. Thank you for listening. And,
it's Nick and Ryan.
Oh, look at that. So Ryan is listening.
Yeah, we have an international listener.
Wow. We're like 17 hours away.
Yeah. Can you say Australian in an Australian accent?
Well, I don't know if it's going to work. My Australian is not...
Not that.
Not that, yeah, no. I'm warming up, like, my tongue has to... yeah. Mate? I don't know. No.
Like, so your tongue has to mate. I was like, ooh. Not.
Yes, that is not
what
a pleasant thought.
For.
No, I was trying to say the word mate, but, you know. Anyway, thank you for, you know, twisting that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for twisting my tongue.
Metaphorically.
Precisely, yes, metaphorically. Well, thank you, the one that goes with the nickname that starts with Nick, and to the Ryan, thank you for, yes, listening. And, okay, well, let's go and hear some more music, and then we'll be back and chat with Shelby and see what else she has down her sleeves.
I can't wait.
Because you never know. All right. Some more music. We'll be back here at Radio Alicia. We'll be right back.
nation. Always ready to explore, to build the best big stick, to turn the winning trick. But this was something more.
Straßen, raus auf die Straße, Plakate und Fahnen, bunter Protest, wir sind jung und recht, aber leben ohne Smog, ohne Bunker versteckt. Alle Lampen an, alle Länder geweckt, komm ran hier an Deck und fang an bei dir selbst. Kein Geld und ein Check, diese Welt wieder fresh, es ist unser Planet, wir können hier nicht weg.
Que no te la vendan, mi creo en mis poderes, creo en nosotras, creo en las mujeres, creo en mi abuela y sus oraciones, creo en mis sueños y alucinaciones, creo en mis plantas y los cahumerios, creo en historias que guardan misterios, creo que vibro con el universo, creo en mi canto, creo en mis versos.
Esto es Out from Megalane y René Ghost. Somos diosas.
Nobody's gonna slow me.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. This is Radio Alicia, the only radio show with Spanish subtitles.
Oh, that's a good one.
I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. Yeah, that was Osvaldo's little motto, slogan for our show. Saludos a Osvaldo, wherever he is. Well, I know where he is. He's in Mexico. Anyway, saludos hasta Tepoztlán, Mexico. Yes, CSF, Campus Community Radio Station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and that you can also find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/content/radio-alicia. Excuse me. So
you're excused.
Thank you. So yeah, we're still here with the talented Shelby.
Oh, is that what we're saying now?
Yes.
We're as of
today, you are extremely talented.
That's something, probably.
Yes. So, yeah, let us just tell you what we listen to. So, dedicated to Sir Maudlin, we listen to the Heid Madamish. How do you pronounce that?
Heid Madamish.
There you know, Heid Madamish.
Oh, wow.
You remind me of Rammstein. So much. So, hi.
God, maybe
Heid Madamish. Oh, there you go. So
Heinadamish.
Okay, well, we'll listen to Heinadamish with Heinadamish.
Heimatdamish. That was really good.
Thank you. Danke schön. With Highway to Hell, dedicated to our Aussie friend. Aussie, oi. Before that, we listened to Rene Gust with Audrey Funk, and Rebecca Lane with Diosa. Before that, we listened to Señales featuring LeFly, and also what's his name? Lamina.
Ruskaja.
Bad spot. Yeah, Ruskaja is the band, but the singer from Panteón Rococó is. Anyway, I'm gonna get in trouble. Anyway. So that was Ruskaya, and then we started the set with Arcana Collective with the song Manhattan Project.
That playlist was a wild ride.
Yeah, it was around the world in 14 minutes.
14 minutes.
Maybe 18. Yes, so that's good. Yes, that's what we do. Well, that's what El Doctor Misterio does here at Radio Alicia, let's be honest.
In that 14 minutes, we managed to snag at least one more listener.
Exactly, yes.
Tanya of Mink Valley, who I hope that we can play some of.
Yes, yeah, we should thank our listeners tonight again, please. So, Tanya from
Mink Valley,
thank you. Thank you,
like
Tanya.
Vancouver, I don't know.
Ryan, Nick, and also Melody from CJSF.
Oh, that's your co-show. That she also has a show, is what I'm trying to say. Is that correct?
Yes, co-programmer. Saturdays, every second Saturday at 7, you can listen to her show. Yes, thanks to everybody that's listening. And yeah, so that was the songs, and then yeah, we were talking about the talented Miss Shelby. So.
We don't have to talk about me. We can talk about you.
Okay. I would love that.
Okay. I'll ask you some questions.
But I do that every show, but that's okay. I hope people don't get bored. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. But I mean, I think it's...
Oh, yeah. We're going to ask something personal. So, okay. You go first.
About you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
Okay. I'll start.
Can we rewind?
I'll start. I'll remind you right now. So... Do you happen to share the day of your birth with somebody else that might or might not be known by a lot of people?
I think we all have a celebrity with whom we share a birthday. Oh, that was awful. Radio faux pas. I share a birthday with Angus Young of AC/DC, and also with actors Ewan McGregor and Christopher Walken.
Wow.
What a trio.
I'm completely envious. I do not want to say who I share my birthday with because...
What day is your birthday?
May 18th.
Oh.
What day is yours?
March 31st. It's coming.
There you go. Yeah, mine is coming too. Isn't that like an awesome coincidence?
It's always coming. But mine is this month. I'm in my birth month.
Happy birthday to Shelby. If you want to make a donation to her birthday fund, we're going to start a GoFundMe. Right now, we'll tell you the details in a few minutes.
My birthday fund.
Well, you only get...
I gotta start... we should be planning my birthday party
exactly.
Here. That's what we really could
yes.
be doing.
And we will take any donations of whatever kind. Like, mm-hmm. doesn't matter. You know, I'm sure we're gonna need them for the party, whatever it is. Even if they are, you know, a snowboard or skis or... They will be required
can
at some point for the party,
can someone
right?
someone donate skis to my birthday party?
Yes, or at least, you know, lend them for a couple of months, you know, like, until the season is over, like...
So I would love to do karaoke for my birthday. Well, I just want to do karaoke all the time, forever.
Yes, but, especially...
Yeah, but maybe for my birthday. So what song... I need to know what song you would sing at my birthday karaoke.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna put a stop to this right now on air, because if it's a song for your birthday, it's gonna be a surprise, my dear.
Oh... I love surprises.
So I cannot,
but also tell
unfortunately,
me.
I cannot tell you. And I forget about I cannot tell you. I will not tell you.
What?
I will sing it for you.
Okay, sing it right now.
Live and in Technicolor on your birthday party, but not... Nope. Surprise, surprise.
Everyone else who's listening that may or may not be at that birthday party, start thinking about this, because in lieu of gifts, please bring a performance.
Please bring a 12-pack. Maybe
fun.
an 18 pack. Or a fine tequila. Or a fine...
This sounds like your birthday. what you're really...
I thought you were going to say, that sounds like every party you go to.
Yeah.
You always bring an 18 pack and a bottle of tequila, so... Oh, and my famous tuna dip. Let's not
Which
forget
we
that.
Which we're eating right now.
Haha, in your faces, Nick
oh,
and Ryan.
Holy Hannah, it's good.
What can I tell you? It is very good. Not good. It's very good.
Very good.
Very.
I'm sipping on my fake beer.
Yes. What? Yeah, we should advertise them because that's good.
Well, it's no iota, but...
No, it's what? Is what is Mommy? Noni? What is it?
Noni? Noni?
Yeah, Noni.
It's this writing.